wake up call. Good morning.
I'm riding along.
Yeah, we are. Like every Saturday morning.
Same old cowboy song.
Oh, good morning, Arizona.
It's been sung 100 times before.
We are your soft weekend wake up call.
But my name, and I'm the only man I know to blame, but I'm living.
Oh, yeah.
I'm happy.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm free.
Woohoo!
Just listen to the wind blow.
Isn't this a great tune to wake up to? Isn't this a great way to start your weekend? Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House.
And over.
Where every Saturday morning, it's our goal to do something to prove to you that we want to become your best friend. Anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin, whether it's the lawn, the garden, the trees, the shrubs, the rooftops, the shingles, the chimney. Got to make sure that chimney's in good shape here in the next couple weeks, that's for sure. Cabinets, appliances, flooring, drywall, insulation, air conditioning, electrical, plumbing. Stucco, paint. We're here for you to answer questions you might have about any one of those arenas. We've been building and remodeling in, about, and around all the great state of Arizona for close now onto 40 years, and we'd like to bring that experience to work for you at your house. If in the course of the next 4 hours you hear anything you'd like to join the conversation on, any particular topic, you can do that by dialing toll-free 1-888-767-4348. Just about 3 weeks ago, we opened the program into texting as well, where you will text us at 411-923. Now, we are going to post a disclaimer on that texting communication link that when we opened it up to text, there's no way we can answer the number of texts that we get hit with while we are simultaneously trying to do a live radio broadcast. So if you definitely want an answer to your question, call us at the number 1-888-767-4348. If you have a comment or a touch of humor or something to interject to the conversation that we don't necessarily guarantee will get covered, then you can text us, and that's at 411-923. We've got a great show lined up for y'all this morning. It's going to be packed full of information, so as you are running out and about trying to take care of those last final little to-dos before the holiday seasons drop in on top of your head, which is scheduled to happen in another 6 days, alert, 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 holiday alert. So be ready, but be ready in the spirit of the season, all right? Get your foot out of the gas pedal. Get off that lady's bumper. Just ease up. Take a breath, all right? Enjoy the holiday shopping experience. I'll tell you, if you haven't been to downtown Glendale for an evening shop, I mean, even if you don't buy anything, even if all you do is go into Coyote Oatie Cookies and buy a couple cookies and walk around the square, it is worth doing it with the kids. 59th Avenue in Glendale, they always light up the square. It's awesome. As well, as most of you know, the lighting of the Courthouse Square up in Prescott is a great experience. We used to go up there and just shop when it would snow to pretend like we were in a winter wonderland. We were talking about Christmas trees and the availability of them. When our kids were growing up, you had to apply for go cutting a Christmas tree in the National Forest, like back in July and August, and it was like a lottery system. Maybe you'd get drawn and maybe you wouldn't. One of our listeners actually emailed us over the week and said, hey, they've changed that a little bit. They're not available in the valley. You have to actually go up to the Mogollon Visitor Center or the ranger station of the particular National Forest, and they've got statewide lots of tree permits still left. So might be a little late for this year, but if you're looking for that tree and there's snow on the ground and you want to have a snowy, muddy tree cutting down family event, there are permits still available. So that's interesting because, boy, before they were like the hot ticket. You just couldn't get them. They were all gone by before Labor Day celebration.
And you can call the ranger station Sitgreaves National Forest. The visitor center is not open this weekend. I called them earlier this week to find out a little more of the details on that. And so you have to go to the ranger station, not the visitor center. And I had an email with that URL that I will find here momentarily.
While you're looking,
I can get that posted.
While you're looking for that, I want to alert all the parents that are listening here this morning that at the 7:30 segment, we're going to have Dr. Sky in, and he's going to be explaining to us how the military aerial radar surveillance system works in tracking Santa's sleigh. Because if you think about all the other
it's
things...
It's not just like a big speaker that listens for jingle bells?
He's going to tell us.
Okay.
I don't know. He was recently up in the Sophie NASA airplane, the telescope that flies at 40,000 feet.
Dr. Sky, not Santa.
Right. I think that is part of the radar arsenal that they put to work just to make sure, Santa doesn't interfere with other flight patterns. Think how many 737s, 747s, 757s, 777s are in the air. And the amount of confusion it could cause with his streaking sleigh and 12 reindeer.
But he doesn't fly that high, does he?
I don't know.
From house to house, he's not getting up to 37,000 feet elevation.
Probably not within a municipal area, but how about when you got to go from here to Tokyo?
Oh.
Huh? You got to get up there in a jet stream and catch that tail draft.
Reindeer need tail draft, too?
Well, I think so. But you know what? They may not need Rudolph this year.
No.
This is the first year in 38 years we're going to have a full moon on Christmas. Dr. Sky is going to be visiting. He's going to be visiting with us about that too. So he'll be casting shadows as he flies across. It'll be another way to indicate he's coming in.
Interesting.
So we have Dr. Sky at 7:30. At 8 o'clock, we have the Landscape and Garden Hour with John J. Harper. 9 o'clock hour, you have Terry coming in, right?
We do, from the city of Phoenix, talking about recycling. Packaging, cardboard is a main factor, and there's going to be a ton of it disposed of or consumed this year. So he's going to talk about properly recycling your cardboard and other gift wrapping instead of just letting it all end up in a landfill somewhere.
I bet there'll be tons and tons and tons of it.
And tons and tons.
And tons and tons of it. So the proper way of disposing all of that packaging and wrapping and cardboard, Terry's going to come in and visit with us about that. I wonder if he could... rumor has it like he might be retiring pretty soon.
We'll have to ask him.
Well, I'd sure like to get another invite out to that recycle yard with our listeners like we did before, talking trash tour with Rosie on the house. I thought that was very, very informational. How to recycle your empty plastic bottles.
I've never used or consumed a plastic grocery bag since that trip.
Yeah, we just don't take them anymore. But on the plastic bottles, they want them empty and they want the lid back on it so that as they put them into the container, the air jets that float that stuff up that try to get rid of the bags then floats the containers up. So I've never taken an orange juice container or anything since then, or a milk container, where I don't put the lid back on it before I throw it in the recycle. So just little things you can learn to be a better citizen of the trash and recycling department. What was the statistic, Romy? We dispose of enough trash every day to fill the ballpark downtown up to the rafters 3 times?
We'll have to ask Terry. I don't remember. It's a sickening amount.
It is an unbelievable amount. So Terry will be in at 9. We've got Ken Colburn, the data doctor, coming in at 9:30.
Talking through how we can ensure we make it through the holiday season without having any electronic theft or cyber.
And I have to tell you,
that's why we're bringing him in. I don't have all the words and technical terms and this and that. It's if you get through that hour and you're not convinced cash is the way to go, then.
and I'll have to say, I wanted him to come on, and I went on his website and hit a couple links on the topic. I must be doing something wrong. Something I'm doing in my buying habits is making me an easy mark, because just this holiday season, I've had 2 credit cards hacked and closed. So I'm doing something wrong. So anxious to get Ken in here and visit with him That's at the 9:30. Cybersecurity and your Christmas shopping, how to protect yourself from, even the skimmers that were installed on some of the gas pumps around Phoenix in the last couple weeks. I mean, boom.
I heard it driving home yesterday on the radio. They found five in the area.
Man.
So, and apparently what it does is when you swipe your card, it picks up
everything,
the information that the gas pump is processing, using to process that payment. So now they've got everything they need to take that and make other digital or electronic purchases with your card.
It's scary how much information is out there. It's really kind of disturbing. I try not to think about it very much. There was a instance where I was having to do some consulting for a contractor in Nashville, Tennessee, and they were telling me how they handle their leads for remodeling projects at their home. And she said, "Rosie, look, this is the information we can get on that address before we ever even meet the people." And you find out their names, you find out their credit ratings, you find out their disposable income, you find out their mortgage and how old it is, how much equity they have in their house. And I said, "Oh, I can't believe that's very accurate." And then they typed my name in.
What software? Was this just a Google, or were they using a special
It was a special software
that they were paying for?
That she subscribed to. But I almost threw up when I saw the information on me. I thought, wow, really, life is that transparent at this age of data? So we'll have Ken Colburn talking about it a little bit more, and that's at 9:30. At 10 o'clock, we'll have John and Susan Junker come in and talk about St. Vincent de Paul and the glories of volunteering in the community this holiday season, as well as all year long.